Blog Talk Radio.
Going to praise him for the door he's opened for me. I just want to give him glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. I have a thought today for you and call the Valley of Achor for a door of hope. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, amen, saints, don't give up hope. Praise God. God is an awesome God. Amen. And God want to turn your valley, amen, that Valley of Achor, into a door of hope. The Valley of Achor into a door of hope. Amen. Praise God. And we have been going through. We have struggled. We don't have any, amen, a belief in the system that is the worldly system, and we're not supposed to have it. But we have belief in God, amen. For those that truly believe that he's able to do everything but fail, you need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor today, I got a door of hope, amen. It comes from the Lord God Almighty, amen. Praise God, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to add a blessing to the word today. Let your will be done. Let your work be established in the earth realm concerning your people. In the name of Jesus, whether it's sickness in their bodies, whether they are going through financial difficulties, marriage, foreclosures on homes, amen, settlements that should have been settled way a year ago, whatever it is that they're going through, God, turn it around, turn it around. Amen. Give them a door of hope in a dead situation. Amen. Praise God. Well, amen, they feel like everything done dried up, amen, and there is no hope. God, let them know that, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are the one that lifts up our heads. You're the God that lifts up our heads, amen, when everything seemed to fall apart. Amen. When it seemed like, amen, your midnight, amen, will never bring forth, amen, a daybreak, God, give them that hope in Jesus' name. My thought is coming out of Hosea, amen, and it's dealing with the second chapter of Hosea, praise God, and the first to the seventh verse. And God wants us to literally understand that he's getting ready, amen, for those that believe and those that have been faithful to him to turn this situation around. But if you in your mess, amen, it will prolong you. It will delay the things that God has appointed for your life before, amen, 2013 come in. Amen. You need to tell your neighbor, amen, you don't have a valley, amen, of Achor anymore, for there is a door of hope. Amen. Praise God. And God is going to bless you right in the midst of that Valley of Achor. Praise God. You don't have to go to another city. You don't have to go to another town. But, amen, blessings are on their way. But there are stipulations in receiving those blessings. That means you got to live right. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people think they can get a word of prophecy. Amen. Praise God. And then worry a prophet to death, wanting the thing to happen. Well, a prophet can do nothing but tell you the truth. And it's up to you to wait on the Lord till God change and move situations out of the way. Because up in the heavens, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, you got an enemy. Amen. And they're going to do everything they can to block your blessing. Amen. You can't sugarcoat with Satan. You can't play with Satan because he's dirty. Amen. And he'll use you to block your own blessings through your ignorance. So God was telling Israel, Israel had rebelled against the Lord. Amen. To the point that he was getting ready to chastise them. Amen. Praise God. We can't rebel, saint. Amen. When we're going through stuff, amen, and we know it's from the enemy, we can't rebel. You might as well go on through it. Amen. Praise God and stay with God. God don't want you to have another God before him. The money God, the car God, the house God, the friendship God, the job God, and to the point that, amen, you done made everything a shipwreck, and then God had to come in and clean up the mess that you done made up because you want to go ahead of God. You got to wait on him. Amen. Praise God. He said in his word, whom he loved, he chastised. He also let us know that the wages of sin have consequences. Amen. We so often ignore those warnings as if we are our own God. And when problems come, we run to him. Amen. Praise God. But the better thing for us to do is not allow, amen, the enemy to cause us to sin. The Bible says resist that devil. Resist that no good dog and he will flee. Amen. It's not God's fault that, amen, we fall. Well, in what God had made up in his mind, amen, and concerning his decision for the Israelites, amen, he would literally, amen, chastise them for their sins. So he called forth Hosea, praise God, and he told Hosea to go marry a whore. Amen. Isn't it unusual for God to want to tell you to go and marry something that will create problems in your life? Amen. But see, God was setting, amen, Israel up for a blessing if they would only adhere to the word of God. So he had to use an example. Amen. And most often he would use examples, illustrations on how Israel was acting out of all sorts and doing everything that they were big enough to do, intermarrying with strange flesh and mingling with other nations that meant them no good because they served another God that would present a snap to them. We as the body of Christ as Christians are doing the same things the Israelites did, amen, back in their time when they were so rebellious. Amen. We don't want to wait on God. We want to build up our own foundation, but the only solid foundation and the rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We done made up in decisions and allowed these decisions to that we done made up in our minds to begin to rule us. Amen. And begin to cause a snare before us. Amen. By listening to Satan, because amen, there ain't but two voices that you can hear, but there are many voices. Amen. In the world that's up under the second voice, and that's Satan. But Jesus said in his word, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. Israel was following everything, every wind and doctrine. So Hosea, amen, married a whore in order for her to be an example how, amen, Israel was acting all out of sort, and Israel had been married to God. That was Israel's, amen, husband. That was Israel provider. That was Israel take care, caretaker. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And Israel ended up committing trespass against the Creator. Amen. So God used Gomer as an example for Israel's act. Amen. What is he using an example for us, our actions? Amen. Because we are under grace and truth today. Amen. It doesn't mean that there won't be repercussions, amen, for the things that we are doing. Amen. But God wants us, amen, bless us in the valley of Achor by opening up the door of hope because Jesus brought it in. Amen. Praise God. Because he's seen that, amen, imaginations and the thought of their minds, like God said at the beginning of the word, amen, in Genesis 6, was always evil. Amen. Praise God. So we thinking we're doing something right. Amen. When we end up shipwrecking our own self. Amen. Gomorrah. Amen. Praise God. Gomer, praise God, she was committing, hold on, leaving her husband, getting out of the bed with him and going sleeping with another man, having children for Hosea, amen, and having to have to name every child, amen, for the reasons, amen, the things that were Israel, amen, was doing. So God, amen, praise God, had to go in, amen, and begin to tell them, plead with them, stop doing the things, stop serving other gods, stop killing, stop selling, amen, your children to a sacrifice, amen, sacrificial God, amen, that wants you to kill out the children, amen, and those strange gods that want you to kill out your children, making sacrifices to them, amen, praise God. And so their souls was engulfed, amen, wrapped up and tied up in sin in order to survive, in order to maintain, in order to be like the Joneses, amen, praise God. And this became a snare, stumbling block that would only be reckoned by the Lord. Praise God. Because God is able, amen, to bring us in from the things that we would literally do in the world if we only believe him. God is long-suffering and plenty of mercy, willing that none should perish, and all should come into the knowledge of him, for there is no other God but Jehovah. So through all their sins, amen, and the whoredom that they was doing, Gomer became, amen, an example of how Israel was going out, amen, and how God was going to bring them in and was going to give them a door of hope, amen, in the valley of Achor. Amen. God, amen, sending out his mercy. Amen. He's telling them to stop sinning. Amen. Don't be a whore. Return back to your husband. Amen. Praise God. Before it's too late. What is hope? The Bible states that hope is one of the three elements in the Christian's character. It's faith. Amen. Praise God. Hope and charity. Amen. Those three characters that we should always have. Amen. As a Christian. And that hope making not a shame. You can read Romans 5:5 and 1 Peter 1:3-9 and Titus 2:1-11-14. Amen. Praise God. We will have to have hope in order to win this race. Praise God. For it's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but them that endure to the end. Amen. And then when you're in a race, you cannot cheat in the race. That means you can't sell your body for a morsel of bread or give away your birthright for a morsel of bread. Amen. Esau was that one that did it, and God, amen, hated him for his sin. Amen. And he said, told him, said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. He giving away the things that is most precious to him. We give away everything, amen, in order to gain in the world, amen, when we need to obey the will of God and wait on God till your change come. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor there's a door open. Amen. Praise God. A door of hope. Amen. To me today, I don't have to go through the things that I used to do, because I'm going to put down those old ways, amen, and put down that sin, amen, and come into God and obey him, who is the author and finisher of my faith. His mercy brought on those words. If you obey, and he will give you a chance. You'll eat the good of the land. You'll be blessed. You'll have that door of hope open for you. Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy 28 speaks about it. And then, amen, Abraham was appointed for a blessing. Amen. And when we're engrafted in, we are appointed for that same blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You need a door of hope open today. Praise God. The economy is bad. People are hungry, killing themselves. Drugs is on the rampage. Children are abused. Amen. Amen. And we see more and more each day of adultery. Amen. And we think, amen, praise God, this is a normal thing. Oh, that's just a part. No, it's not a part of life. The Bible say, amen, the same things we go through, amen, praise God, the world go through, but when we Christians, we no longer have a part of this worldly system and the life, because we have become a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. Echo was a valley near Jericho, and it was called the place of trouble. Amen. It was called the place of trouble. Amen. When Achan, amen, caused trouble for Israel, amen, during Joshua's time, he had took of the accursed things, and God had told them not to do so because, amen, would cause them death. Amen. And God ended up having to kill, amen, Achan, praise God, because of the things that he had done. Too often we have allowed the cursed things to be right in the midst of us in our relationship with God. That's why Joshua said, choose ye this day. Don't you know there's a war going every day that you're going to have to make a choice? It's either God or the devil. It's either serving God or serving the devil. And I made up in my mind through this battle, I'm not going to serve the devil. Amen. Because God has proven to me who he is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is, amen, praise God, Adonai Elohim. He is Jah. He is Ishai. So because of, man, the sins that they were doing, amen, and we are doing today, we lose our relationship with God, and God can't come in and bless us until we remove the sin. Amen. That sin might be a boyfriend, that lover that you hoping on, marrying you, and he done decided, no, I got something better down the street. I'd rather stay with that whore that's giving me everything than to stay with you that's trying to give me what you say that you want. Amen. As far as life is concerned. So he leaves you, walk away from your bed and getting with somebody else. Or that child that's on crack, amen, and you done warn that child over and over, stop doing what you're doing. But you ended up having sex with somebody and getting hold to the wrong man, amen, and producing a bad seed. When God said we are the seed bearers of righteousness, of the fruits, of good fruits, of good works, amen, praise God. So we messed up ourselves, but God said, amen, praise God, as he was telling the Israelites, I know you've been out there hoeing. I know you've been out there committing adultery. I know you've been out there backsliding. He said, but I'm married to the backslider. All you have to do is just come in because I got a blessing waiting on you. Can't bless you till you, amen, get your act together. Amen, amen, praise God. So in the valley of Achor, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, I'm going to bless you in the midst of your troubles if you, amen, praise God, turn back to me. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we, amen, as today go on, praise God, there's going to be trouble in the world. Amen. So we don't have to, amen, adhere to it. We can be like God, praise God. Amen. Has told us to be, to keep his commandments and do the things that he has told us to do. Amen. Praise God. So Hosea, amen, is telling us all the way through too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I'll start at the, I think it's the 14th verse and say, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortable to her. So God said, I'm going to bring you in a place where you can't hear from nobody. I'm going to bring you into a place where there's a place of suffering so that you can turn to me. And I will give her, amen, a vineyard, amen, for this and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there and in the day of her youth, as in the day when she came out of the land of Egypt. He said, right there in the valley, in the midst of your suffering, amen, praise God, where your light bills are needing to be paid and you need food on your table. He said, I'm getting ready to bless you. Just hold on. Don't go out there and sell your body for a morsel of bread. Don't go out there and commit adultery just to get a quick fix. Don't go out there and sell your children, amen, in order to obtain. He said, because in the midst of the valley of Achor, there is a door of hope, amen, waiting on you. All you have to do is walk in obedience and turn to me, said the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt, praise God, you're not going to have to go through like you did in Egypt. Amen. You're not going to even remember the leeks and the garlic. He said, because I even got a table spread in the midst of the valley, amen, of Achor. Praise God. And there is a door of hope, amen, for you. And it shall be at that day, said the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishai, and shall call me no more Baal. He said, now, amen, in the midst of the valley of Achor, with the door of hope there, you're going to see that I'm God, and I will take care of you. You're going to see that I'm God, and I am who I say I am. And you're going to see that I'm God, and you're going to give me another name, and that name going to be Ishai. Amen. That means I am that I am. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Adonai Elohim. Hallelujah. I'm Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am who I am, just like he did Moses. He told the tale, amen, Pharaoh. He said, I am sent me. You gonna tell, amen, those that you wanna, amen, be around. I am sent me. hallelujah, to do a work. And I'm going to walk in obedience to what I am saying, because there is a door open for me, and the door is effectual, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And it's the door, amen, of hope, and hope making not ashamed. And I'm going to wait on the Lord till my change come, just like Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm suffering. I got balls all over my body, amen. The first attack that I received, they kill out my cattle and my children, but I made up in my mind, I won't curse God and die. I won't call him Baal, but I'm going to call him my God, my Ishai, the one that can take care of me, the one that brought me out, the one that prepared a table in the midst of my enemies, the one that spread and anointed my head with oil, because the anointing destroyed the yoke. I might go through a battle today, but before daybreak, I don't have to worry about a midnight anymore, because, amen, Baal is out of my life, and Ishai done stepped in. He is the Most High God, and he can do everything but fail. He is the Most High God, and he done taken care of my bills, my children, and that old rampant adulterous man, amen, that's whoremongering everywhere. How God on crack, he done bringing me in, because I no longer will serve Baal, for I will take away the name of Balaam, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, out of her mouth, and they, amen, shall no more be remembered by their name, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God gave Jacob a new name. He said, your name is no more Jacob, but I'm going to call you Israel, my firstborn son, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And all over the world today, they calling Israel a her, but God told me to tell you, the words to Israel mean that he is a man, a name. He is his firstborn son, and we as the body of Christ need to get it together, because God made a covenant, amen, thank you, Jesus, with those, amen, that believe in him. Thank you, Jesus, and with those that trust in him, amen, and those that won't obey him, and in that day I will make a covenant with them, with the beast of the field. The beast got to obey man, because of God that made a covenant, amen, and it'll put meat on your table from those, amen, that, amen, the animals that, amen, God has made a covenant with, and in the power of the heavens, amen, those that are in the air, the birds, amen, and the creeping things on the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. God gonna cause your enemies to be your footstool. You're not gonna have to serve them anymore. He's gonna open up a door for you, a door of hope in the valley. Amen, praise God of Echo. All you have to do is believe in him, because he's gonna bring you out and make you, amen, lie in a safe place. God can do everything but fail. So we look at the scriptures, amen, from Hosea all the way to, from the first, amen, verse of the second chapter of Hosea all the way down to the 20th verse. Amen, praise God. And it will tell you how God loved Israel enough that he caused Israel to see their mess. Cause them to understand through whoredom. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, Hosea's wife, that God even loved the whore. He loved the backslider. Amen, but he's going to cause them to prosper. Amen, with, amen, his blessings. If they turn from your wicked ways, for he said in his word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You got to humble your yourself. You cannot take an attitude. Amen. While you're in the valley, because right in that valley, he's going to make it a blessing place for you. It's going to be a blessed place for you. Amen. And a door of hope is going to be open. You won't have to worry about anything anymore if you turn to God. And I will even betalk thee unto me. Amen. As a faithful God in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. You're going to know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, and I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall bear corn, the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. God wants you to serve him the right way so you can bless him. Have a wonderful day.